Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, I'm sure this will sound very familiar to any parents listening who are tired of their children invading their beds. After what seems like years of musical beds, comedian Julie J and Art Examiner columnist as well, feels it is time to insist on mommy and daddy sharing a mattress. She is with us now. Julie, how are you today?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
You sound very fresh. You sound like you've had rest.
Tom, you're saying all the right things. Thank you so much. Feeling fresh but not looking fresh. That's the thing.
What's been going on, Julie?
Well, I think like a lot of people, I honestly cannot remember the last time I shared a mattress with my husband. So in my Irish Examiner column this week, I basically spoke about how it's essentially musical beds in our gaff. And when I'm in the bed, I'm basically sharing it with three other people. It's just, it's full on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but like not as cute, because obviously it's kind of portrayed as something really cute and familial in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. But in actual fact, I'm wrecked, Tom. I'm absolutely wrecked.
And when did this start? I mean, you know, this is supposed to be your sacred place.
It is supposed to be our sacred place, but honestly, it's hilarious because I make it sound like we have a very palatial pad where there's a lot of bedrooms to choose from. I promise we're just a regular 3-bedroom rental, but I cannot tell you when this started. I feel like my kids have been in my bed forever, and from speaking to friends, like, I'm not alone. And I know this is a terrible habit, but also when it's the middle of the night and you're tired, you're like, come on, there's always room for one more in the bed. But what's after happening now is that either my husband or I will vacate and go to the spare bedroom. But much like Liam Neeson and Taken, like the kids, they will find you. Like they'll sniff you out even in the spare bedroom. So it's just a nightmare.
They will. They know where you are. They're like tracker dogs. They just find
you.
There's absolutely no escape from them. And listen, how long has this been going on?
Oh, I mean, for years at this point, I think. But I have decided the time has come where I said to my husband now during the week, I said, I think it's time for us to sleep together again. Like, it has to be done, because I think like for though initially when, you know, we kind of always end up in separate beds now because of the kids. Because as I say, we're all moving around beds constantly during the night. We're nocturnal animals. But initially I was like, oh, this is kind of regal, because remember Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, they always had like separate quarters. But now it's at the point where I'm like, yeah, but like, I don't know, is the royal family ever the model you should be using when it comes to your own marriage? So it's definitely time to kind of, I think, once again, share a mattress. So my husband is very excited at this.
I presume you're missing all that kind of stuff yourself, the pillow talk.
Well, you see, there's a bit of that, and it's hard to have pillow talk when you're like separated by two small people. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to get the chats in, and you know, there is a bit of that. And you know, I never thought I would say it, because speaking to my friends, like, I think, you know, when you have small kids, it's a case of like, you just get sleep wherever you can get it. And like, you know, people do kind of end up being separated by kids, and dare I say, I'm kind of missing my husband a bit. So yeah, no, I think,
well, you never thought you'd hear yourself saying that.
I mean, what is going on? I know this has to be the first original human experience in like history. I'm actually admitting that I miss my husband a little. So yes, no, I think it's time to once again share a bed.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, they've taken root now.
I don't know. And you see, it's like squatters' rights over here.
How do
we get them out of the bed? I don't know what we're going to do, but I feel like I do have a plan. And like, I just think maybe if my husband can be on bouncer duty at the door or something and kind of just fend them off a little. I haven't worked out a plan, but I think we have to just get back in the bed together, because we did. That's the promise we made before that Prosecco reception all those years ago.
Yes, and you must
in
be true to it. I have to say, I think you're in trouble here, and I think you may need to bring in some expert help.
Do you think so?
I do, yeah, I do.
Don't know.
I think the time to tell them they weren't welcome was about 2 years ago.
And is it over?
Are it's they like, gonna, it's like you had this window to train them. You know,
I
keep thinking of my two dogs that I have at home. There was a chance when we could have got them to give the paw. We could have got them to come back to us. That's gone now. You have to accept you didn't do it. And now your children are coming in. They own it. They own the beds. They decide.
Do you think they going to be in the? Are they going to be like going to the Debs and they're in the bed? Is that what you're saying?
No, there'll become a time where you actually start to annoy them. And then you'll be gone.
Well, I'll tell you, I've started looking at the baby's cot because, like, the youngest culprit is only 2.5, and I'm looking at his cot and I'm like, I think I could squeeze in there. Even the cat bed, I'm looking at it with envy.
You're in a very dark place now, you know that. This is sleep deprivation at its absolute worst. This is a torture technique, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And you know what? Like, as an English teacher, I thought I knew insomnia. When I used to do Macbeth, I was like, oh, you know, Lady Macbeth, note to self, insomnia isn't a good look. And now I just feel like perpetually sleep deprived, which again, I know is something that people can really relate to. But I do think, like, we probably have allowed this to happen just to get a bit of kip, but I think it is kind of at the expense of our marriage, so we need to rein it in.
Well, there's a text in say loads more couples have separate beds now regardless of the kids. I can see the value, much better sleep, I imagine. And it says, quote unquote, pillow talk. Can I just say for the record that when I said pillow talk, I literally meant pillow talk. I didn't mean quote unquote pillow talk, I meant pillow talk.
Yeah. Like talking on a pillow. That's how I took it, Tom. Yes, of course.
That's what I meant. I didn't mean something underhand or, you know.
No, absolutely not. And I will say, because actually it's funny because I've been talking to friends about this, and even at one friend of mine now, like, I think, now this is just based on my own friend circle, the vast majority of my friends, they actually do end up sleeping in separate beds from their partner. Like, only one of my mates, we had this discussion recently, and only one of them really thought it was so important to share a bed with your partner. And it was so hard to hear her because the rest of us were just laughing at her over tapas, because we just thought this is so ridiculous. And then even actually it was funny because one of the girls was like, well, what about Tim Burton and Helena Bonham Carter? Because obviously they famously, when they were married, they had different houses, like they had separate houses. Wow. And then one of the other girls was like, well, yeah, but they're divorced now. So again, I don't know. But I think that's my dream. I honestly think a marriage with separate homes, like, that's what I'm working towards.
God, it's a lot to take in. I mean, I was trying to come to terms with the separate beds, and now we've moved directly onto separate homes.
I know, I know. That is a bit of a leap. But in the current climate, the good news is nobody can afford a separate home. So,
well,
look, it's essentially...
God for that.
I mean, us sleeping in a separate bed, it's basically like an Irish divorce in 2026, isn't it really? Because nobody can afford to move out.
Right. This housing thing just gets worse and worse, Julie. Worse and worse. I'd say I need to lie down after that, but I feel that'd be just rubbing your nose in it, so I'm not going to say that. Julie, thank you very much for joining us today, and I hope something works out.
Thank you so much. Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. We'll light a penny candle.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.